Bills assistant defensive backs coach Ed Reed, longtime safety in the NFL. Welcome to Buffalo. I know you've just been in here for a couple of weeks. How's it going so far for you?
It's cold.
Yeah.
Going good, though. You know, it's pretty much all work. You know, it's all football, which I love. And it's been good, though. You know, I've met a few people, you know, been to a couple restaurants, talked to a few people, and just, you know, it's been all smiles, been all good.
We had you on our radio show about a year ago, right after the Bills hired Rex Ryan, and you kind of hinted back then that you were open to coming in and being a coach in the NFL.
Yeah, I remember you asked me that. Yeah. You know, here we are, right?
Yeah, a year later.
Somebody else was listening to it, too, you know. So, I mean, you know, God don't make mistakes. You know, I truly believe that and know that, you know, and I've been comfortable, you know, since I've been here. It's just a matter of getting in a groove and a mindset as a coach, you know. It's a lot of time.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one thing Dennis Thurman told me, who I've been fighting in for a long time, and he, you know, has been giving me insight, and everybody else has been so helpful, all the coaches. It's truly been, you know, helpful and just welcoming.
Quite frankly, Ed, I mean, a guy in your position, you know, a dozen or more years in the league, you're most likely going to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame in the next year or two here. You don't have to coach, and it's kind of a grind as far as the lifestyle. So
it is.
One might wonder, why go through all the trouble? Why go through all the work?
You know, I mean, it's something I was already doing to some degree. You know, I coach a bunch of kids. I still have my football camps. I was coaching my son's flag football team last year. And, you know, it's why not? You know, it's something I do. I mentor a couple guys, you know, during the off season and in season, you know, just talking to them, giving them insight about the game. You know, and Rex called me, you know, who's been my guy for a long time. I love coach, you know, and you know, if I can help in any way, it's like, yeah, sure, you know.
Can you envision yourself starting off coaching with anyone other than Rex Ryan? I mean, if it wasn't Rex, do you think you'd be out there you know, looking for a job, a coaching job in the NFL?
Yeah, I mean, I had discussions with players last year with the Ravens, Ladarius Webb being one. I reached out to the Ravens about coming in and helping out, you know, and Chuck Pagano, mm-hmm. is another guy and who I would definitely coach with. And Curtis Johnson, who was at Tulane, who after he got fired, or released, should I say, same, I called him and texted him and let him know that, you know, once he got off vacation and got things going, that I would love to sit down and talk to him or come and visit in the off season, because I figured he would have a job. He's a great coach, has a great mind for football. I figured I can just go and kind of intern under him and learn how to coach. You know, I didn't think I'd have been coaching right now, you know, but I was looking to go, you know, somewhere during mini camp and kind of see how it would go, you know, and learn more from a great coach.
So it's Rex you wind up with, and Rex, who you referred to as your guy a minute or two ago. What makes him your guy, and what is the connection you have with Rex Ryan?
We fought together. You know, yeah. We learned each other over time. You know, Coach learned to trust me. I learned to trust him. You know, he gave, you know, me and Rex, you know, the keys to the defense. You know, and obviously I know the scheme a good bit. You know, and it just fits, man. Rex is such a player's coach that you would love to be around. You know, love to play with. You know, and his system is you know, it helps you if you understand it and you trust it. You know, and work together with your teammates. You know, everybody would be successful. I mean, it's proven. It's proven if everybody's on one accord and does their job, you know, it has Super Bowls in it.
I want to ask you about that system in a moment, but you had two different stints with Rex, 4 years and with the Ravens, and then he brought you back with the New York Jets. What was that second go-around like? And I think it was 7 games you played with him with the Jets that year.
The second go-around was awesome. You know, I think that's when he saw more of a coach in me, you know, than ever, because, you know, I took a bunch of the DBs under my wing, you know, and you saw guys get better. He saw guys get better and probably wondered, like, wow, you know, mm-hmm. He might be onto something, you know, and, you know, it showed that, you know, if you're in the right system, you know, and you're around the right coaches, you know, and they listen to you and you listen to them working together, you can be successful.
He had, since the 2015 season ended for the Bills and really the underperformance of the defense, Rex has talked about kind of doubling down on his defensive philosophy, his style of defense. What does that mean, and what does that mean for the back end, for the DBs?
Just running what he runs, you know, going at it the way that Rex went at it. You know, I've been hearing that he tried some stuff last year for us, implementing the defense that the guys ran the year before and still trying to run his stuff. You know, that probably was a little difficult, you know, on both sides because of the terminology, you know, and also trying to get the guys to trust into your system, you know. So I think we're going to be fine. You know, it's just a matter of trust on both sides, you know, coaches coaching players and players trusting, you know, the coaches, you know, at the same time, coaches helping each other to get better, and that's where we're at right now in the offseason.
Ed, you come in here to the Buffalo Bills as a tremendous playing career, 9-time Pro Bowl performer, NFL Defensive Player of the Year in 2004. What do you think those kind of credentials mean to the young players today? Like, what will that say to the players that you'll be coaching?
It's going to be interesting. Probably
won't get their attention, right?
Yeah, it probably does. Probably won't mean much. I don't know. You know, hopefully guys just, you know, want to learn, that they're eager to learn, you know, and understand on any level you just got to take coaching. You know, I received those accolades because I always took coaching. You know, those accolades never overrode, you know, me taking coaching from my coach. You know, that was always something that helped me. Having extra eyes, getting another opinion on what to do or what you can try, you know, it was always helpful. You know, you ask any one of my coaches, they'll tell you that he was a coachable guy.
There were a couple of instances last year with the Bills defensive players, not many, but a couple who didn't totally buy into the defensive system that Rex had put in place. Yeah. What can you do about that? How do you get buy-in from the key players on defense?
I mean, as a player, I can kind of understand, you know, having a new coach. I've been through that in Baltimore. But that never took away from my football heart, the love for the game. Regardless of how I feel about this coach, I still have to play and do my job. Mm-hmm. So guys not buying in can be a little selfishness, because at the end of the day, you still have 53 guys, you know, a bunch of teammates in the locker room that you're trying to be successful with, you know, and that's what it comes back down to. You know, you're playing for those guys in that locker room first and foremost.
Are you prepared as a coach to call out players if they get into that mode?
Yeah, definitely. It ain't so much as calling out. The tape don't lie. You know, it's not me calling you out. It's cutting on the tape and sending it to, you know. Coaches did it to me. That's what I'm saying. You have to be coachable. It's not personal. It's not personal. It's coaching. You know, I'm just here to help. Guys are just here to help. It's not personal.